Burden, brother and sister. J.A. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. June 3, 1903. Dear brother and sister Burden, I should so much enjoy a visit with you, but as I cannot talk with you, I will try to write you a few lines. I am too weary to write as I should like to. I've written a short letter to brother and sister Cress. Last Friday, I drove over to Healdsburg to be present at the closing exercises of the school. I praise God for the blessing He has bestowed upon the school. Advancement has been made, and the spiritual interest is much improved. On Sabbath morning, I spoke in the church to a large number. The Lord strengthened me. I am grateful for the privilege of being able to speak to His people. Brother and Sister Burden, let us walk and work courageously. Let us take no backward steps, but ever move forward and upward in the pathway of light, established, strengthened, and settled in the faith. Walking in this path, we are following Christ. We certainly have not the wisdom to guide ourselves aright. We must be learners in the school of Christ, receiving knowledge from the great teacher, that we may impart it to others. We are to practice the lessons that he teaches us. Thus, we eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of God. If we fail to walk humbly with God, we shall fail to receive the great treasure prepared for us, even the riches of His grace. I know that you will often be disappointed, but you must not become discouraged. Commit the keeping of your souls to God, as unto a faithful Creator. This means much more than many realize. Show that you realize that at your baptism, in the presence of the heavenly universe, you pledged yourselves to be separate from the world, separate from its theories, customs, and practices. You have been buried with Him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with Him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised Him from the dead. Colossians 2, verse 12. You were baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. These three great powers are pledged to be your efficiency, if you will continue to present yourself as an offering to God. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all your trespasses. Verse 13. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any. Even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Colossians 3, verse 1-4, 12-17. Will you not make earnest efforts to obey this instruction? We must seek the Lord daily if we would become the excellent of the earth. Remember that man must preserve his God-given talent of intelligence by keeping the physical machinery in harmonious action. Daily physical exercise is necessary to the enjoyment of health. It is not work, but overwork without periods of rest that breaks people down, endangering the life forces. Those who overwork soon reach the place where they work in a hopeless way. The work done to the Lord is done in cheerfulness and with courage. God wants us to bring spirit and life and hopefulness into our work. Brain workers should give due attention to every part of the human machinery, equalizing the taxation. Physical and mental effort, wisely combined, will keep the whole man in a condition that makes him acceptable to God. Encourage the patients at the sanitarium to use their muscles. May the Lord help you and put into your mouth words of wise instruction. Bring into the day's work hopefulness, courage, and amiability. Do not overwork. Better far leave undone some of the things planned for the day's work than to undo oneself and become overtaxed, losing the courage necessary for the performance of the tasks of the next day. Do not today violate the laws of nature, lest you lose your strength for the day to follow.
The enemy will work continually through half-converted men and women, leading them to speak words of discouragement and to stand always on the negative side. We need men of activity and of clear thought, of spiritual and physical soundness, who can act as leaders and directors, men of wisdom who, when a crisis comes, will stand boldly in the front ranks, presenting to the enemy an unbroken front. God has given us great and sacred truths for the foundation of our faith. Satan will set in operation every device that he thinks will help him to fight his way to preeminence. Those who proclaim the third angel's message must put on the whole armor of God, that they may stand bravely at their post in the face of detraction and falsehood, fighting the good fight of faith, resisting the enemy with the weapon that Christ used. It is written. Every day, consecrate yourselves anew to God. Bring to Him an offering untainted by selfishness, and it will be acceptable to Him. This is your reasonable service. God calls for a complete sacrifice. It is complete trust in Christ that makes the sacrifice complete and wholly acceptable to God. Keep yourselves where the three great powers of heaven, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, can be your efficiency. These powers work with the man who gives himself unreservedly to God, heart and soul and mind and strength. If a man love me, Christ said, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. And he said again, I will love him and will manifest myself to him. John 14, verse 23, 21. His power is at the command of his believing ones. The man who makes God his trust is barricaded by an impregnable wall. Be hopeful and steadfast, holding the beginning of your confidence firm unto the end. Soon everything is to be shaken that can be shaken. Then be sure to be fastened to Christ. I shall send you more in the next mail. My time has been so taken up during the last week that I have not been able to write half that I desired to.